This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Boy, you're looking like my type. But tell me, can you hit it right? 'Cause if I let you in tonight, you better put it da-da-down, da-da-down. Now we do it all the talk. I ain't playing anymore. You heard me when I said before. You better put it da-da-down, da-da-down. Make me say, you the one I like. Come on, put your body on might. Keep it up all night. Don't let me down, da-da-down. All night, give me my love. Baby, know I love the thrill. When you put it da-da-down, da-da-down. I'm alright on my own. But with you, I'm in the zone. One shot, don't let it go. You better put it da-da-down, da-da-down. Make me say, you the one I like. Come on, put your body on might. Keep it up all night. Don't let me down, da-da-down. All night, give me my love. Get it all night, give me mad love. Don't be too nice, better man up. Now don't let me down, da-da-down. If I back up, can you handle? Get it all night, give me mad love. Don't be too nice, better man up. Now don't let me down, da-da-down.
Hello and welcome, it's FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Cundy, on this very hot evening. And I've got a very special guest who's going to co-host a show with me. And she's come all the way from Love Island. She's out of the villa. It's the gorgeous Joanna Shimundis. I got it right. How are you, Joanna?
Yeah, I'm really good. Really excited. It's my first time doing this, so.
Oh, well, I'm going to hold your hand. You're going to be gorgeous and wonderful.
Thank
but
you.
I got to say, what a beautiful girl.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone,
so much.
I know this is radio, but let me tell you, she is so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I've got to ask, Joanna, what was it like? Because, I mean, everyone watches this show. It's got over 4 million viewers. It goes mad.
Yeah.
And you were very lucky. I mean, because there were so many people that auditioned for this, hundreds of thousands.
I know. There was a picture put out, and it just showed all the girls that have been in Love Island this year. And I looked, and I was like, wow, there's like 10 or 12 and I'm there, and I was like, oh my gosh, like that's me. Like, so it's crazy how big the show is and only a few amount of people actually get on it in the end.
I know. I mean, what was it like when you got the call and said you're on the show, one of the biggest shows ITV have got?
Do you know what, I've got a video of my reaction, because I come downstairs and I videoed myself and my dad, and we started dancing. We're like, woo, I made it.
Oh, wow. Were your mum and dad supportive then? Because obviously, you know, yeah. I always think, oh, the parents are watching this. Oh, is it embarrassing?
Yeah, like, I think at first, my dad didn't understand the concept. He didn't know what Love Island is. Right. He didn't understand what happens on Love Island, how it works and why people went on it. And it took me about 2 weeks to explain to him exactly what it is. I was like, Dad, come on. Yeah. I can do this. And then in the end, he was so supportive of me. And I turned around, I was like, okay, my dad's supportive of me. I like that.
Oh, wow. I mean, he must be so excited. I mean, what was it like actually being in that villa? Is it like, I mean, because there are rows, it seems to go, I don't know, is it like a pressure cooker?
It's so surreal. It's a really weird environment because the longer you're there, you start to believe that, like, this is your life. There's no getting out of here. Like, you're going to have kids in here. You're going to get married in here. It's really weird because it's all you see. You don't speak to your family. And sometimes I caught myself. I was like, I've not even thought about my mum. Because you're so caught up in this environment. But do you know what? It was such a surreal experience. It was amazing.
I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, is it a worry, what you're thinking, what the press are saying on the outside world? Or if you have an argument, you're thinking, oh my God, how is that gone down?
Yeah, you have to really, I think for me, I really was conscious of the cameras. I was really like, okay, I know that potentially if I say something, you know, out there, it's going to be on TV and you don't know what the press is saying about you. But, you know, ITV, they take care of you so much to make sure that, you know, you're aware of this when you do come out, and they sort of like prep you and debrief you on like everything that went down. So, yeah, it was scary. But you know what? It was such a surreal experience. I'm so grateful for it.
I know. Well, you had a little bit of controversy. I have to mention it briefly.
No, that's fine.
But, you know, when Michael confessed he still had feelings for Amber, now, how did that make you genuinely feel?
I think I was disappointed purely on the basis that I said to him so many times, like, do you have feelings? Do you have feelings for Amber? If you do, please crack on, because I don't want to see people unhappy. I don't want to see someone unhappy with me if they want to be with someone else. So I kept repeating that to him, and he was like, no, I don't. But then obviously when I left, it's probably one of them out of sight, out of mind sort of things that you work on, and, you know, I'm not there, so this is my life. He definitely had feelings for Amber still, for sure. But, you know, you can't switch feelings on and off, can you?
I wonder if he regrets that now, because he got so much stink.
It is really hard coming out of the villa. It really is. So I have texted him, you know, check on him, make sure he's okay. You know, it's a difficult situation to be in. And I still do have, you know, some feelings for him. You can't switch them off as well. So I want to make sure he's okay, he's dealing with everything fine. And he is. He's a strong one.
I know, because he comes across as a bad boy. But we like the bad boys. That's the trouble, don't we?
Exactly. Us girls are attracted to the bad boys, aren't we? We find ourselves with them all the time.
I know. I wish it were different, but it's not.
I know.
But I mean, you're coping well since you've come out. Yeah. I mean, how has it been as you walked out of the villa? I mean, has it been everyone recognising you? Because your followers have gone up.
Massively.
Hugely.
I mean, I was just a psychology graduate. Then I worked in recruitment. My followers were 3,500, like, that wasn't a lot sort of thing. And then as soon as I come out, I was like, okay, right, I'm on this many followers. Wow, okay, I'm getting these many like messages. I'm getting fans like messaging me saying hello, and I want to reply to everyone. It's like such a surreal experience. It's been amazing. Like, I can't even explain it. I'm waking up every day like, oh, I've got something new today. I'm not stuck in an office.
I know. I mean, is it good? Because I know some of the other, I was with Joe the other night and a few of the guys at the Love Island finale. And they're getting modelling deals, brand deals. Yeah. I mean, it really can be like a life changer.
And it's such a great platform to be on, to set you up to so many different things you want to be in. Like, I love my fashion, I love my makeup. I'd love to get into presenting one day. You know, it's all these different things I'd love to get into, and Love Island has helped me with that. Despite meeting people, meeting, you know, Michael as well, it set me up for so many things. So, yeah, it's just amazing.
I know, it's good. The future's looking bright, Jack. And now you're radio co-hosting.
Yeah, I know, it's my first time. I was so excited. I was like, oh, get me on there.
But I mean, I have to say, when you came out, were your parents, your friends, were they like, were you worried about maybe about a few things, or if you hadn't conducted yourself well?
To be fair, I did everything I could to respect myself and my family. So when I came out, I knew they'd be happy for me. And my dad, the first thing he said to him was, I'm proud of you in the way you conducted yourself, because you had respect for us as a family as well. You know, and my friends were all like supportive. They were at my house watching Love Island without me. And I was like, that's really cute. And I was like, girls, you want to come out more often?
Oh, that's so sweet. Now, and I've got to ask you, who did you want to win? I mean, I know obviously Amber won the show. Were you pleased for her?
Absolutely. I think everyone in their own right has, you know, the right to win. You know, she went on a massive journey in the villa, and she come out strong as a strong, powerful girl, and she deserves to win. Absolutely. She's found Greg and she really gets along with him. So that's, I'm happy for her. I think I was definitely rooting for Belle and Anton though, because they are just so, I love them two together. Anton was like my best friend, and Belle was my best friend, and it was like, oh, it was great.
Yeah, no, me too. I love them, and I'm friends with Belle's dad, Tamasan, and I love them so much. Yeah. And I wonder, do you think Amber then in a way made the right choice choosing Greg? And because obviously Michael got elbowed.
I think if she felt that certain way at that time, then that's her right decision. Mm. I think she's right for choosing what she felt at that time. And, you know, she seems really happy. And, you know, they're one together, and Greg's a lovely, lovely boy. Well, I've not met him yet, but Seems like it. So, yeah, I think, you know, I'm happy for her and I'm happy for Greg.
She's so lovely, this girl. I could talk to her all day. And we have got a lovely bumper pack show, let me tell you. But the show's about you, darling.
Because
I'm so excited to have you. I can't believe it.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
And I wanted just to ask you, because we're getting loads of tweets about this. I hope you don't mind.
Oh,
I know
no.
your agent's outside, so she might tell me off. Is there anything still going on? Because I think you were caught kissing at the weekend. What happened with that, with Mr. Michael, if he's listening?
I think it's hard because you can't switch your feelings off. And, you know, when I did see, at the point where things went on with Michael and Amber, I was like, no, never go back there. And then when you see them, you spend time with, when I was spending time with Michael, you know, yeah, we had a little peck, little kiss, you know, that's absolutely fine. Everyone does it. But I think with him, we don't know what's going on. We've got such busy lives. Like, I can barely see him, can barely even go on my phone, can't even talk to anyone because I'm just constantly busy. So, I don't know. I have no clue.
I feel love could be in the air. I've got a feeling. I hope so.
Oh, I do hope so.
Yeah. But now from this, do you want to... Would you do another TV show? Would you do another reality show? It hasn't put you off.
Yeah, no, I definitely do it because I think it's just so much fun. I mean, you only see 60 minutes. Well, with Love Island, you only saw 60 minutes of your whole day. Aside from that, you know, it's so much fun. You meet so many new people. It's new adventures and experiences that you can look back on and go to my grandkids when I'm 60 years old and go, I did this.
I mean, is it... Because when you're watching the show...
Yeah.
Oh, no, as you say, it's only an hour. Did you feel you were edited well? Because I've spoken to a... few of the people that have been in there and said, you know, they missed that bit. I didn't get portrayed the way I wanted to.
Yeah. I think, it's hard because you only see the 60 minutes of the show. Yeah. But I think what I would have liked to have people have seen was, you know, me being, you know, friendly to Amber. Because I think people thought that I weren't friendly to her. But, you know, I did check up on her, made sure she was okay. But also my personality. I'm a big bubbly person all the time.
Are.
And, like, I don't think you saw much of that. But, again, you only see 60 minutes and it's... a reality show, so you've got to see the drama. I mean, me sitting there joking around is not really drama, is it?
Well, it's fun though, because you are a little bubbly personality. You're so petite as well. You're so pretty.
Well, do you know what? At the airport, a lady came up to me and she was like, oh my gosh, like, you look so, you, like, you're really small. And I went, oh, like, did I look tall on TV? And she went, yeah. And I went, I did my job then, that's fine.
TV does make you look bigger though, doesn't it?
That, no problem. Put me on TV more often, I'll look more taller.
They stretch you.
I love it.
They stretch you. So you'd like to do more TV?
Absolutely, I'd love to do it. You know, it's just, it's so much fun. Even I did this morning, I had like a solo interview and I loved it. It was so much fun. Even seeing the back work of it, like, backstage and stuff, I'm like, wow, there's so many wires, cameras.
I know, I love this morning. I'm on there tomorrow morning.
Oh,
you can watch
that.
It. Oh, I know, you'll have to watch me. And what I was going to ask is, you know, we've obviously, I lost a dear friend, Michael, that was Mike, in Love Island.
Yeah.
What's the aftercare? Did you feel you needed it and were ITV really supportive with you?
I didn't need it, but it's always good to, you know, speak to someone. So they, ITV have organised, you know, psychologists, therapists for you, and they pick this one that's best for you. So a therapist that's best for you. And honestly, like, they've really helped us out on the outside. And, you know, if you do need to call, like, you just call up a psychologist and go, you know, like, should I be feeling a bit, you know, a bit down? And she's like, you know, it's a new world. And, you know, you're getting, you know, you get messages on Instagram as well, like a bit of hate.
But I mean, how have you coped with that sort of trolling? Because I spoke with, actually, it was Danny, and he was saying he got horrific, like, death threats. His family have had to involve the police. Have the troll, you know, and they do write nasty things, some people. How have you handled that?
For me, I don't read tweets. I've deleted my Twitter. Well, my Twitter's still active, but I don't have the app. Also, on Instagram, I don't really read the DMs. I don't really read the comments because... there's no point. If I go through my DMs, it's more I see if there's a positive one, I'll answer to a fan and say, thank you for your positivity, you know, thanks for the support. Just don't take it to heart because at the end of the day, you know, I think a lot of people DM you without thinking you're going to see it. They expect you not to see it, I think, a lot of the time. So for me, it's genuinely being not to take it to heart, ignore it, get on with your life, keep doing what you're doing and
that's
just be confident in yourself.
That's such a wonderful way to deal with it, because it can be really, you know, you're young, this is new to you.
Yeah.
And to read some of the messages, you sometimes remember the nasty ones and not the positive ones.
I always say the boos are louder than the cheers, but you have to turn it around and say, actually, no, people supporting you should be louder than the negativity.
Yeah.
And we sometimes get, you know, caught up in looking at the negativities and not focusing on, you know, there's a fan supporting me, that I should thank that person and not, you know. So
yeah, that's really true. Yeah. Oh, that's really wonderful way of doing it. I love this girl. I love you. So, darling, well, you have possible love. You never know. You're Michael. I think it could happen. I think it still could happen.
Who knows?
What I was going to say, is there anyone there that you are really definitely going to stay mates with that you really adored?
Absolutely. So you've got Belle, you've got Jordan, Lavina, which have got on...
I know.
I'm really excited. Yeah, so just the girls and also the boys. I was so close to the boys. I became their little sister in there. And it was really so much fun. I think we're all organising events to go to together and parties. So, yeah, it's just I'm just hoping to stay in contact with everyone. But definitely the three girls I mentioned.
Everyone lives in different areas. Like Anton's Scotland. I mean, Anton's mum, what was she like? She was hilarious.
She was. Do you know what? When I was in my dressing room at After Sun, I literally like went, where's Anton's mum? I know she's here. Can I go see her, please? And literally, she was in the room opposite me. I walked in and she was like, oh my God, Joanna. We literally screamed at each other.
Did you?
I was like so excited to see each other.
And when you saw your mum and dad, I bet you were just, was it emotional in a way?
I mean, when I saw my dad, because I haven't seen my mum yet. She lives in Leicester. So I need to go see her still. I've been so busy. So it's been manic. I'm planning to over the next few days. So, but with my dad, literally, he's not an emotional person. And he cried when he saw me. Like when he saw me, I was like, Dad, I literally was like in bits. But you know, I missed him and he's been my rock in this journey, so yeah.
Well, you did so well, Jo. I just adore you.
Thank
on the
you.
Biggest show in the planet.
I know.
But you came over so beautifully. I'm not just saying that because you sit next to me.
But I mean it.
Oh, thank you so much.
And if
much.
I ever meet that Michael, let me tell you, I'll be bending him over my knee.
But anyway, right, we've got some amazing guests. I've got to say, we've got studio guest Bella Penfold, who was X Factor's 2018
I remember
star.
Her.
Do you like a bit of X Factor?
Oh, absolutely. I remember watching her, to be fair, so I'm excited to meet her properly. Oh.
And we've got a mate of yours as well.
Lavina.
Now, did you love Lavina?
Absolutely. She is the most caring, loveliest girl in the world. Honestly, like, she is beautiful as well. I can't wait to see her again. I mean, I see her often now, but bring her in again.
She's back. Okay. She's back. It's on Love Island. Loads of love in the studio. Right, we're going to play a quick track and then we'll get to our first guest.
Exciting.
Are you drunk enough now to judge what I'm doing? Are you high enough to skills that I'm ruined? Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Ooh. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything. Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight. Is it loud or no? Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm here now, energy's taking control. I'm speeding up, my heartbeat's dancing alone. Promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
what you're mine. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight,
magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight,
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight,
magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight,
tonight.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
It's just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're stopping down the road and leaving me again. You made were meant to cut me down, and if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces.
Still standing after the week I've had. It's been a crazy showbiz week.
I've got you on that one.
Gorgeous Joanna from Love Island, who is co-hosting with me today, and you're doing such an amazing job.
Thank you so much. I mean, I've got Stephen's cup, so I hope he's not offended by that.
Oh, Stephen Lang, he won't like that, darling.
Sorry.
You've got his seat. You're doing very well, as I have to say. I don't want to scare you, Stevie,
sorry,
but you've got
Steve.
Competition. But we've got our first wonderful studio guest. Yeah. It's the one and only Bella Penfold.
Hello.
Hello, Bella. It's so good to see you.
Oh, nice to see you too.
Yeah.
How is everyone doing?
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Very good. Now, Bella, you were amazing on The X Factor.
Oh, thank you.
I gave a watch on the shows. I mean, what was that whole experience like?
Oh, do you know what, right? I just never thought it was going to be me.
Yeah.
That was like the main thing, probably like the same as Joanna. Like, yeah. I went to the audition and I only brought my cousin along with me because I thought, you know, I'm never going to get through the first audition. And then I just kept like getting through. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to roll with this.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to keep going and just see what happens. And it was just amazing. It was honestly a mind-blowing experience. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Your voice is amazing. Like, how long have you been singing
for? God, I'd like to say I've been singing ever since I come out of my mama's and come out tap dancing and singing, I'm sure. Yeah, I've been singing for literally as long as I can remember. But yeah, but then I like rapped on the show, but I never done any rapping before.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah, but I'd literally wrote this rap, one rap, and then they plastered me as a rapper. So I thought, oh God, like I'm just going to roll with this. So I basically just lied my whole way through the show and said I was a rapper. Yeah, but really, I've never done it before, ever. So.
I love it. Because when you're there at the Expo, I mean, what is it like? I mean, you got through, I think, to the quarterfinals, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you did so well.
Thank
what
you.
Is it like, though, being out there and you see Simon Cowell, the judges? I mean, is your heart going or do you just go with it? I mean, what's it like?
I'm a panicker. I'm a total panicker.
It did not look like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, but Simon was really cool and he was probably the person that I was most relaxed around. I don't know why, but he was just a really, really nice guy. And, you know, all the contestants were absolutely bang on. I got on with everyone in there. And just to be surrounded by that level of talent, from the production team to the judges to the contestants to the film crew, everything, like everyone was at the top of their game. And I sort of felt like a fish out of water. So to have the experience to be surrounded by that many talented people, I'm totally blessed.
I mean, because a lot of people go into that show and say, you know what, I don't know whether I should have done it, you know, because you get tagged when you come out. But some people say it's the best experience of their life and it gave you a platform.
Yeah, 100% the best experience of my life. And, you know, yeah, I do have this sort of like X Factor thing, but it's more of like, I feel like it was sort of like school. So, like, you know, like you get your qualifications to go out into the big wide world. And it was sort of like, I went on the tour and stuff, so I gained experience I would have never have gained anywhere else. So I could never slam that show in a million years. I loved every single second of it.
It's a really good way to look at it.
It is a really good way. And I mean, I think through your music, Yank, you've kind of been able to talk about the LGBT and mental health issues and so on. It's really been great for you, isn't it, to express yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I never sort of came out on the show as such, but I sung Same Love, which is obviously about being gay.
Yeah.
You know, it was important for me to never make that a story, but more my story and just who I am. So you either take it or leave it. And you know, it's really important for me now as I'm writing my music to, you know, talk about mental health and talk about things. I've got a younger brother and I see situations that I've been through and he's going through similar situations. And, you know, it can sort of be a bit heartbreaking, like all this mental health and you know, kids feeling like they're not good enough. And I feel like people need to talk out. And if I can do that, then I will. So so that's where I stand with my music. I really want to make a difference and make a change.
Yeah, you are, though, I have to say. I mean, who are your inspirations? Could you mind me a bit of Pink? You've got that start. Does everyone see that?
Pink. I love Pink. Yeah, I love Pink. I love Macklemore. I love everyone. I go from Drake to Cardi B, but I love jazz music as well. So taking it right back to Ella Fitzgerald. So that's been obviously a massive influence and sort of the heart and soul that was in jazz music, and the way they talk about that. Things and love and the way they talk about relationships. I really love that. So
see, my life has changed a lot since I've come off the show. So like, how has your life changed since you've come off? Has it gone in more of a positive way, more of a negative way? Like, how's the show influenced you now as a singer-songwriter?
Definitely in a positive way, 100%, because I now have a little blue tick next to my name, which sounds so trivial.
I'm with you. I'm so excited when I got my blue tick.
It sounds trivial, but I was like messaging producers.
Like, we are verified now.
Yes.
Like, this is great, guys.
Like, I am.
I woke up with it. I was like, am I dreaming?
Tick. Yeah. There's like producers and stuff that I messaged before I went on the show, and my voice hasn't changed. Nothing has changed about me, and they never messaged me back. But you got the verified tick, and now all of a sudden.
Well, there you go. You're like, go there.
It's crazy how like just one little tick next to your name can make you actually feel a lot
exactly
really better.
I don't know, it's just I'm a show off. I just love it. I'm like, I've got a blue tick. I have so many friends go, how do I get a blue tick? I'm like, I don't know. I've got to say, X Factor's changed because they've got the new shows, you've got the champions, all stars, or in the celebrity version. What do you think of that? Do you think X Factor needed a change?
Yeah, like, I just feel like it would be interesting, especially with the sort of celebrity version. Like I was saying to Joanna earlier when we was having a little chat that, you know, I would have loved to have seen on Love Island people's sort of hidden talents.
Yeah.
And like even when you go on like Samira from Love Island's Instagram, and she's really good at singing. And I'm like, why does nobody know about this? So I feel like it's a great platform for people who've been on a reality show that they're not showing anyone's hidden talents to, you know, for them to go on and say like, yeah, that I can sing or I can dance or So I think it's really, really cool. And I'll be interested to, you know, watch it. And I love Samira. Samira's lovely. I've done a few interviews with her, so I hope she's on it. I really do hope that she goes on it. She's got an amazing voice.
It'd be incredible.
So I feel like I'm rooting for Samira to sign up for the X Factor.
I know, I've been tuning in because he said, "Can you sing, Lizzie?" And I thought, well, I'm not the best. So I was like, don't always just deny. I was like, yeah, I'm great.
We'd
I'm
like
really
to think we can sing. Absolutely.
In the shower.
Yeah.
But the celebrity version is going to be funny. I mean, I've heard there's Vinnie Jones. There's some really funny characters that are going to be doing it.
Wicked.
But I think they needed to change it. It's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Really exciting. I'd be interested to watch, you know, how people who've already got, like, sort of the social media, like, base, like the platform, sort of handle the situation.
I think we need to get Belle on there. You know, Belle can sing.
Really?
She is amazing. Like, she was singing in the shower, as you mentioned, the shower, and I was like, oh, wow.
Where's the petition? I'm signing it.
I know. I'm up to
record. I'm being the agent on this one, right? We found her here at FUBA.
We have found a star. So
I'll give Simon a little message.
Actually,
and we'll see what he's
saying. I think that could work.
She's, honestly, she's amazing at singing. Like, you know, she's got that, like, weird tone to her voice that it just works. Like, it just, it's odd.
Wow, I want to hear it. I want to get her on.
Interesting.
So what's your next for you? Tell me what everything you're doing.
I'm writing at the moment. I've wrote so many songs, but I just such a perfectionist. And where I haven't been rapping for that long, I don't want to release something with rapping it and then people go, not cutting it. Do you know what I mean? So, and I feel like every time I write a really good rap, then there's like another new rapper who's doing better. And then so I'm like, right, I've got to change it, be better. And I feel like every time I'm bettering myself, there's someone coming up from behind. Yeah. So I'm really like listening to everyone at the moment, listening to loads of new artists like H, one of my favourite rappers of all time. And you know, just learning, because I want something to come out and I want it to be perfection, my perfection, my ideal of perfection. I don't think I've written anything yet that I'd be happy with releasing, but it's in the works. Yeah. It's coming.
You sound like you're hard on yourself. Are you a perfectionist? Are you really hard? Think, right, I've got to do better.
Do you know what? It's not even me, and I'm sure if my dad's listening right now, it's all my dad. My dad's very critical, but it's the best thing ever, because you know, he's sort of like a dadger, like that type of thing. And you know, and to get his approval is something that I'm really looking for. So yeah, and he gives me amazing advice, and he can't rap and he can't definitely not sing, but yeah, he seems to have the most opinion on everything. But I love that he's really involved, and same as my mum as well. She's she really like voices her opinion. And I feel like for me, I want to, if I release a song, I want them to be really happy with it and go, that's your best work, because they know me for me and they're probably going to give the most honest opinion.
Can anyone else in your family sing? Because I mean, normally they say it runs in
it's genetic.
Yeah, it's genetic. So can anyone else in your family sing? No.
No.
I mean, you've got it lucky now.
They're so not musical. Like, that. My dad listens to some like really cool music. Like, he's always usually the first one to give me a new rap song to listen to. But they are tone deaf as a family. Like, it's awful. We could definitely not be like the Carpenters or anything like that. That's
the Osmonds.
Definitely.
I know. Do you know what? Someone said that to me. Can anyone sing? I mean, if you learn, can anyone actually learn to sing? Is it you've got it or you're not?
I don't know, you know, because my voice changed so much from the show, like going through the process. Like, if you, I don't know if you watched the Six Chair Challenge. Like, if when I look back at that now, I'm like, that's terrible. And the techniques that they was teaching me.
That's so scary, that is like, I feel like it scares me.
I feel like you've got a nice tone or you don't have a nice tone, but I feel like technique can improve you by leaps and bounds.
Don't you have to sing with like your stomach? Cause, I mean, when I try and sing, I do it with my throat. And apparently, like, I'm doing it all wrong.
Yeah, you've got to go from
your stomach.
Scarlett, who was on the show, she told me when you hit a high note, squeeze your bum cheeks. But I just feel like I'm going to, you know, I don't know. fart. Can I say that?
I know.
On the radio,
yeah.
I thought I'm going to fart.
No, someone said you've got to like, feel like you're holding a 2 pence piece between your bum.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've got a really small bum,
so I've got to ask you, before we go, what was Simon Cowell like as your mentor? He was your main... He's my mate, so you've got to be nice.
Oh, no. Do you know what? I say this at every interview. Anywhere I go and anybody asks me, he was the loveliest fella I've ever met.
Yeah.
I've ever met. He was so chill. Like, he made me feel so relaxed. And even when we was in his house in Malibu, and he went, Bella, come sit down. And he went, let's have a chat. He had no shoes on. Yeah, I was just sitting there chilling with no shoes on. I thought, I've never thought I'd see Simon Cowell's bare feet. Do you know what I'm saying? And we're just chatting about, like, life. And he just goes, just never change who you are. Don't ever put a filter on your voice or what you say. He went, just be who you are. And he sort of believed in me when my dad didn't. My dad was doubting how far I could really go in the competition.
Oh, wow.
Which he holds his hands up and says, I'm sorry, like, I should have believed in you. But he was sort of that fatherly figure that went, you can do it, Bella, if you really want to. Oh, and that was amazing. Yeah. And I owe my whole experience to that man. If he'd never pressed that buzzer, I would have never have got that final shot. I'd never had the oomph for the... Thank you, Simon, if you're listening.
Thank you, Simon. That is so sweet. Because, you know, the show does get a bit sticky, and it's so lovely to hear who's like a father figure to you and looked after you. That's wonderful.
You've always got to have that supportive figure when you're on any TV show or anything like that, because you need that support.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, well, we adore you here.
Oh, thank you so much.
We wish you so much love and luck at Fubar Radio. And I hope you'll come back on again. You've got lovely
definitely
energy.
When I've got some tracks.
I'll
show you some tracks.
Do some rapping.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll try.
Well, lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We've got your mate on next.
I can't wait.
Love Island.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you if I that put you on my phone and uploaded it, it get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch fish.
Don't be afraid to catch these fish.
Ride your cup and chase through.
Joined by the trans activist and author, it's Miss Charlie Craggs.
I think it's really interesting point you said about most people haven't knowingly met a trans person.
Course,
you know,
yeah.
I feel like most people probably have.
Oh
met
yeah,
a
you
trans
probably
person.
Sat next to someone on the tube
and had no
in
idea.
The toilet. Because that's the thing, you know, with this toilet thing now, it's like trans people shouldn't be using toilet. The women's
and they have
we've
the whole
been
time.
The whole time, the whole time. Centuries, because we've been around since the ancient Egyptian times. Before that, even I'm not very good at history, but we've been around since like the days. There's like Greek statues of trans bodies because third gender is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like it's a scientific thing. Like there's nuances of gender, and yeah, and we've been around forever, so we've been using those toilets with you the whole time, baby. So you just didn't know because we're so pretty.
Every Wednesday,
Callum McSwiggan
from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Sorry, hello. I got caught out chatting. We've got our next guest, and I feel like singing Reunited and It Feels So Good. She's here from the villa, from Love Island. It's your mate,
Lavina.
Hello. Lavina is back.
I'm back in the building.
She's back. How are you?
I'm so good. I've got a really husky voice at the moment because we've had a crazy weekend, haven't we, Joe?
But it sounds a bit like husky, sexy.
But sexy.
Can you just tell me what was going on this weekend? Because there has been a bit. There's a bit of a Michael thrown in. I saw what's going on. Maybe Lavina can tell us.
I don't think I was paying attention.
No, I think we had like History Festival.
In more ways than one.
From it. History Festival.
More ways than one. That's a good title for the place. So you've been all right since you got out of the villa. How's it been for you?
It's been really good, actually. I've been quite busy, but it's been so good like catching up with everyone now because everyone's back and we're all so excited for Sunday. Sunday's gonna be so much fun.
Oh my god, what is that like? I mean, what will it be like? I mean, you know, when you're on the show and you see Caroline Flack pulling up and you see her, does your heart stop? Do you think, oh no, what's gonna happen? Or what is it like?
Your heart drops, doesn't it?
Yeah, you also because you're shocked because you've never seen her before and you're like, oh my gosh, she's right here, she's a real person. And she's very short. Like she's very
little,
tiny,
she's little,
petite.
I think a lot of people just think that when you're on TV, you're just like a little icon, a little small person. But actually, when you come out, you're actually a real person, and you are real size.
No, it's funny. I mean, how was it for you on the show? I mean, you must have been thrilled to get chosen to go on it. One of the biggest shows ITV has.
It was unreal. When I got that phone call, they was like, you've got 12 hours to pack. I was like, sorry? Where do I start? Like, I was like, Mum, let's pack, quick.
What was the casting process? Did they find you or did you go up? What happened?
Funny enough, so I actually did apply, but they also scouted me on Instagram, but they'd never saw my application. So that's they saw my Instagram, scouted me, and they was like, did you actually apply? And then,
It varies, doesn't it?
Because I've got to ask you guys this question because I'm actually talking slightly a bit about this tomorrow and this morning.
Yeah.
Did you feel, in a way, that you wish Love Island wasn't so, you know, beautiful? You have to be perfect. All the boys have got six pack. You know, you've got to look just body beautiful the whole time. Or, you know, though you've had Jack before and Curtis was enjoying his food a bit. And he kind of what do you think about that?
I mean, I was so happy that they picked me because I wasn't even in good shape anyway. I was like, oh my God, literally, I don't know what I'm going to do. But when you're there, no one really cares about what you look like. It's about actually your personality because you want to get to know those people. You don't have a phone to like distract you. You're actually getting to know that person.
Yeah, and I think as well, when you're in the villa, like no one cares. Like you literally just have no makeup on, tie your hair in a bun, have a bikini on. You feel so comfortable just to be
there. How
many
times did we have cheesecake in a day? Like,
loads. Also, I think for me, like I do have like a little bit of stretch marks on like my bum.
Same,
and things like that. But actually, when you see all the girls and you think, oh, she's got it too, that's normal. Like, it's okay. And in the end, I began to, like, embrace them on my bum cheeks, sort of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so good. Because I mean, I'm sticking up for you guys because I don't think it affects people on the outside. But they were saying, you know, does it make people watching the show think, oh, gosh, I've got to be perfect. I've got to look like this way and get to the gym and go on a diet.
My advice would be, like, to anyone that's watching the show, just remember we are actually real people and we have, you know, insecurities. And so you can have the chance to go on the show. Like, you don't have to be this beautiful bombshell. You could be, you know, an average Joe and still go on
you're not
sorry, baby, you're not average.
Are you directing this at me?
No, that's a beautiful bombshell.
I know, she is beautiful. But that's interesting to hear, because this show is sort of known as a beautiful people.
Definitely.
But you feel you don't have to, and when you're in there, you kind of, as you said, sat in that cheesecake and looked at something light on your bum.
3 a.m.
What were your family like about you going on the show?
My mum was literally over the moon. Like, she was like, I can't wait for you to pack. She was like, I'm so excited. I might have to quit my job because I don't want all the paps outside my house. I was like, Mum, chill out. Like, it's literally, I'm just going on the show to have a good time, whatever.
Yeah,
she was like going crazy.
Now, I've got to say, you also had your eyes set on Michael. This boy.
No, I didn't.
This boy is getting everyone.
You did. I remember you had a little lie. I remember it.
I think.
What is it about this Michael? What is it he's got?
Nah, he's a good looking chap, Joe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a nice guy. He gets on with everyone. Like, if he spoke to you, you'd love him after this. Literally.
Yeah, honestly.
Such a lovely guy. Like,
he's got the charm.
He's got the package.
Okay, we're going to talk about that later. But he's got the whole charm. But did you feel, let's be honest, because I think she still had feelings for him, Amber. And I, at the time, thought, I wasn't sure she made the real genuine choice, because I felt she genuinely still liked him.
Yeah, she did. Obviously, she said the night before that she did like him. But I think with her, it was a self-respect thing. And I so, like, oh, it was such a good decision she made that. It shows girls that you can, you know, make the right decision and don't always follow your heart, follow your mind and be a strong woman. So I thought it was good that she did that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he was getting called all sorts of names on my Twitter from the douchebag. They were like, oh my God.
He was like the most hated guy in England.
I fell for this one. I really did feel for you.
I mean, when I was just seeing, like, little snapshots of what was going on, and I was like, okay, this is good. I was like filming, and I was like, oh, okay, my mood.
Yeah, literally.
But you know
what? But you two had to sit next to each other on the aftershave, weren't you?
Yeah,
chatting about it.
I didn't know he was going to be there. And then I heard his voice when I was in my dressing room, and I was like, okay, I don't know anyone else who sounds like that. I was like, I can hear him. And I went to, like, one of the women. I was like, he's here, isn't he? And she was like, we're gonna have to. Yeah, he is. And I went, oh my gosh,
I would have pooed myself.
I mean,
instantly.
When you both were sitting there, I felt for you because I was watching the interview. And, oh my goodness! And he had to own up. I mean, he had to be quite honest. He was actually, wasn't he?
Yeah, bless. He's not. I think when you're living with him 24/7, like however many days, you actually realise he's not a bad person. I think that's why everyone's
so
confused why we all like him as a person, because actually he is a genuinely nice person. He makes silly mistakes. I mean,
we all do.
He's not old, but we all do. But we all like him because he is a nice person.
Yeah.
I think.
You think the press are giving him a bit of a hard time then?
I think the press are giving everyone a bit of a hard time. But that's the nature of the game.
Yeah,
it's the nature of it. And I think she's got to ride it out and be respectful of everyone who's in the villa and just get on with it.
Well, I've got to ask you about Curtis and Moira, because I actually really love them.
Yeah.
But Moira's face with the winning was. Did you see her face when it was announced, the winner? What did you think?
I think it's just because, you know, Molly May and Tommy were the ones. From the beginning to the end, it's like, you know, a no-brainer. You're obviously going to think they're winning.
Yeah.
So she's just probably a little bit shocked. Like, no hard feelings
and
there at all.
You got on with... Because I love them. Although a lot of people say, are they sincere? But I love Curtis and Moira.
Honestly, I think because you were obviously
there.
I was sitting there one time. I think I was with Molly May on the daybed. And I turn around, I see Moira and Curtis talking. And I went, oh, they look quite cute together. And the next minute, one of the girls have gone, Maura's telling him she likes him. And I was like, wow, I did not expect this. But do you know what? She became shy. She became giggly. And it's nice to see that side of her,
Yeah, because she was quite forward in the beginning. I watched the beginning. I thought, wow, you're like, you know, I don't see guys like that. You know what I mean? It was that way, wasn't she?
Yeah, she went for it.
She went in full swing.
You go, girl.
So Gertie's changed her probably in a way for the better.
Yeah, calmed it down.
You think they're going to work on the outside?
I think so. And I think a lot of people have said to Curtis, you know, like, he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that. But just because he likes, you know, 60s music does not mean he's got the experience of, for example, an 80-year-old. He's still 23, he's still figuring himself out, he's still figuring his life out. And I think he's, you know, he's open to making, he's got to make mistakes to learn from them.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, with Molly, mate, what do you think of them? Oh, each couple that got through to the final, do you think... Who's going to last? Who maybe won't?
Who's going to last? I do think Molly Mae and Tommy will have a relationship. Yeah. Whether they last or not is, you know, it's just down to how everything goes on the outside. It's so different from the outside and the inside. Like, when you're on the inside, you have no phone, no communication with the outside world. Other things affect it when you're going to leave now. So it all depends on what happens, really.
Yeah. I think I've also got to ask this, Levine, because I don't think we've spoken about this
yet. Go on. Oh, my God.
Have you got your eyes set on anyone now that you left the villa? I mean, anyone slid into your DMs, like... Anyone?
Well, from the villa.
Is there anyone from the villa? Was there one that got away?
I don't know. If like the Casa Boys and the Casa Girls actually met, maybe I don't want to say this.
Yeah, come on. You can tell Auntie Lizzie.
Me and Den have had words, and we were like, maybe we would have won.
That's
all I'm saying.
I mean, you two look amazing. We've been on events together, and you two look unreal together.
So what happened with the DMs? Did he just you suddenly thought actually?
Why were you like that in the villa?
Who made the first move?
What, with Denon?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean...
She's coughing. She's
I can't speak.
Yeah. Her voice has suddenly disappeared.
No, I'm joking. We met at After Sun, and then we just went out on a night out, and it just... From there, we've literally, like, non-stop, like, met up and stuff. It's actually been sick. Yeah. Like, actually, even if we don't romantically happen, we've got a best mate, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel romance.
I feel it too. I feel a bit like you my heart's thumping a bit.
Yeah.
Stop it, Jane.
I'll put a hat for you, Michael. A hat for you. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. But for you, so you've had a really positive experience from this.
Yeah, definitely. Loads of cheeky boys have slid into that DMs. But, you know, you don't know who's genuine now, like, so you just don't want to speak to anyone.
Yeah. But you do events, is that right? What are you doing now? What do you want to do? Do you want to do more TV or do you want to...
I wouldn't mind doing TV, but I'm really into modelling. I love being behind the camera.
I mean, your Instagram pictures show it all, absolutely.
So I would love to just blow with that right now, so yeah.
Oh, how fantastic.
I can see this working.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, it's
all right,
no problem.
So I love the fact that Love Island's been such a positive... Well, for both of you. Yeah. You've come out, both of you have loved it.
I've got a best mate here, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry.
Absolutely love her.
In fact, it's just ringing about you. It's my friend from Neff's Model Agency. I've just texted about Joanna. See, I'm getting the work already.
I love that.
I know, sorry. My phone won't switch off. They're all happy.
I think the good thing is that even when I came out of the villa... You know, my dad was like, you know, Lavino, she was with you, wasn't she? And I said, yeah. And he went, do you know what? She is your number one supporter. I love her. Like, you probably messaged my dad.
Yeah,
and
I know. He messaged me. He was like, thanks for looking after my child. I was like,
that's
oh,
so yeah. Sweet. I think for me, like, I had the best time in the villa, but also it was nice. I did go through a bit of a struggle as well, but it's nice to know that, you know, previous Islanders, so you guys and also Islanders from other years have really supported me as I've been in there. I've come out and I've seen it all, and I just think it's nice to know everyone is supporting each other in the industry.
Yeah, because I'm going to say it's very tough because you get thrown in there and you come out with all these followers and you must have had the trolls as well, because I mean how do you cope with that? How do you deal with it?
It's so tough, you know. You do wake up and you're like, how have you woken up and thought, let me ruin this girl's day? And I just think it's so annoying. Like, I just don't get... We need to, like, hack down on it. It's such a bad thing.
Yeah.
If I didn't have the support of my mum and my mates just telling me, like, look beyond it, I really think it would be tough on me. But because I've got them, I've got a really good support system. So it's good.
That's so good, isn't it? Yeah. I know, because it is very tough. And that, as you said, ITV have been wonderful.
Oh, yeah, they're
with
so
the aftercare
good.
And stuff.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And the producers, they've all been great.
Even the welfare team, they text us, you know, every week.
She texts me weekly.
Yeah, she texted me today and was like, hi, Joanna, like, is everything okay? Like, if you need to talk, like, I am here. So they do that as well. You know, Claire at Welfare, love you.
Love you, Claire.
That is so good.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I mean, is there anything you would have done differently from going, when now looking back? You probably watched some of them, have you, since you've been out?
I might have done a more on the lads, you know.
I've been a bit more forward.
Yeah, a bit more raunchy on them. But like, I fancy you, who wants me? Kind of
the good thing about you, you don't fake it.
Yeah.
You've not got a connection with someone.
I couldn't last in there if I faked it, honestly.
Do you think more maybe faked it a bit?
No, but I mean, she just put herself out there more, and I probably didn't really do that. Because I don't know, I'm a lady and I want a guy to fancy me and like pull me over instead of like grafting for them, that kind of thing. So Yeah.
You're more old school. I'm a bit like, yeah, you want him to be a gentleman and come to you.
Yeah, you me. Why am I running you down?
But what about when she came out in that catsuit? My goodness.
Oh, she looked
What was that like? I mean, watching that.
Joe, talk to us about that, please.
Yeah,
come on.
I mean, seriously, because that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we were all getting changed and then I turned around and Maura was standing in a catsuit and I was like, oh my God, I fancy her. I was like, wow.
No, Joe, can we talk about your crawling, please?
do you know what was funny, actually, right? The girls were saying to me, Joe, you're going to be so funny. And all the boys went, Joe, you're going to just joke around and be funny. I thought, okay, right, I'm going to have to show these people I'm not funny all the time. I can be serious and, you know, a little bit sexy. So I thought I'd crawl on the floor and just switch it up a bit. So, yeah.
You did amazing. I was like, wow.
I was like, damn.
Michael's eyes, baby. We've got to get him on.
I know, you've got to. Because you know what you're going to see? He actually is a lovely person.
Yeah, you're going to love him. Literally.
Yeah, he's not a bad person. He makes silly mistakes sometimes, that kid. But
just in front of four or whatever million people. But
anyway. It's fine. It's all good.
It's all good. It made the show. He got talked about, didn't he?
Exactly.
And how have you coped with the press? Because it must be different. You walk into a supermarket, people must be going, oh, my gosh, I know you. Is it mad?
Yeah, it is mad because you actually got to look good every day now. Mm. And it's quite stressful because, funnily enough, I actually got caught slipping in Primark and I looked horrendous. And this girl was like, please, can I take a picture of you? And I was like, I am so sorry. I cannot take a picture of you right now. This will be everywhere. I felt so guilty, but like, now I've just always on form.
No, but you look unreal with that makeup anyway. You've got such good skin on natural.
But, how is it when you're lying in that room? You've got all those people. I just think, oh, is it mad? Is it like just like, you know, when you've got all your mates around and you, or is it really you can't sleep? I'm thinking, God, I'm in this room with a load of strangers. Someone's snoring.
You can't sleep because they don't shut up, you know? You've got Anton chit-chatting in Belle's ear. You've got Joanna going, ah! Literally just
screaming.
They scream at you on the tannoy like, guys, you've got 1 minute to go to sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like boot camp kind of, because they make you go up.
Can I ask if there is any, like, well, there must be some, sorry, I can't turn my blooming phone off. Sex noises, shall we say. Are there noises where you think, oh no, they're getting it on and I now have to try and sleep?
There's a lot of smoochies.
I think for me, like when I get into bed and my head hits that pillow, like I am out. See you later, Joe's out. Like I'm gone. So
Joe goes in a little ball.
Yeah, I go into a little ball and I just fall asleep. And I think one night, I think I fell asleep to Tommy and Molly kissing. And I was like, I just got used to the sound. And I was like, just go to sleep. Like, yep, this is like a little
sexy lullaby.
Yeah, lullaby.
But were any of it set up, like were the producer saying, actually, no, don't be naughty under the covers and don't do that?
No.
Because Anna hinted that maybe, you know, you've been told to, you know, at certain times it was set up.
Definitely, like 100% free will. Like they just say to you after, was it consensual?
Are you okay with, you know, kissing? Okay? Are you okay with things like that? So they got your consent that they're okay to even film anything.
Oh wow, so that's good. And did you feel for Anna with all of that when you know, with all the? Oh, you know, you see certain girls getting their hearts broken and you kind of think...
It's tough because it's in front of the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I just wouldn't be able to do it personally, but my heart goes out to all the girls that got their heart broken on this season. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Amy with Curtis.
Bless her. She's doing so good now. Yeah. Bless her.
Best singer walking out, wasn't it?
Yeah. I know. I was like, that done you good.
I think with Amy as well, like, she was so upset, bless her, that it got to the point where she'd cry and I'd cry. Yeah. And I'd be like, I'm sorry. And I'd go, like, I would have to like walk away because you get so, you know, it's so
emotional. Everything's heightened in there as well.
And you begin to care about everyone so much in there that when they cry, you cry. It's
like a pressure cooker, I bet, anyway, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But you girls, honestly, I'm not just saying, you came out beautiful, fantastic. You're going to have such great futures.
Thank
You're both gorgeous girls.
Aww.
And
love
that
you.
Show, we love Love Island. Can't wait for the next. I'm missing it.
There's two now.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to be in it.
I think they should get me back in it.
I think you should go back
in. Yo, producers.
They're listening. They're learning.
Do you know what I've always said? They should get all that previous islanders, that obviously they can pick who, put them into one villa and do like a
mingle.
Whole new Love Island.
That'd be
like,
sick.
Could be like previous Love Island.
Well, they're doing that with X Factor. They're mixing it up, bringing the old ones back to compete against each other.
I think they should do that.
That would be a laugh.
Yeah. Because it's like you're seeing what other previous islanders actually have got things in common, will get along, and then who will win, who knows.
Right, write that idea up now.
Just give us less money if you've got the budget.
Well, girls, look, time has whizzed by. I've had such a great time with you all.
Great.
It's been so lovely to meet you, and thank you, Joe, your most amazing co-host. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Whenever, please let me know. I'll be back. I've enjoyed made it.
Gorgeous, and stay away from that Michael, I'm telling you.
Get him on.
Right, I'll get Michael on. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks,
what a
guys.
Great show. See you next week.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.